clear these lines out a little bit. Hello, hobble.
Did you get all moved in and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we just about moved in. Of course, you know, she's got her dresses and stuff and all the spices and cups and sauces and that kind of thing.
I'm real homey.
Yeah, you know, the heavy stuff we had the laborers bring in, but the, you know, the odds and ends we'll bring. You know, the little doilies, the odd photograph.
Family photograph.
Yeah, well, ain't my family. Them photographs were tucked long before I came into the picture.
Pictures of you?
Well, no. Pictures of, you know, my honey's past.
Oh, your past. Her past.
Her past.
How about your past?
My pictures from my past I throw out.
No pictures of a star?
Nope, not one.
I
don't even save pictures of ex-girlfriends. I figure, what am I going to do? Sit and look at them 10 years from now, gaze longingly, wonder whatever happened to old Hepzibah. Wonder if her face ever cleared up. No, I just throw them out. I just throw them out hungrily. I just, you know, what do you really do with those kind of pictures anyway? You know, you put them up in the closet. Well, I hate to throw it out. I mean, it's true. I'm in love with, Brad now. But one day I'll look back and see these pictures. You know, you never look back. What happens is 10 years from now, the kid finds them. You know, you have kids. Hey, Pop, who's the picture of this dame? Oh, that's who I was hammering before I met your mother. You know, what do I need that for? I don't need that aggravation. I'm never going to look at those pictures. I throw them out. No offense, but I throw them out. Come on. Throw them out. I should be like, sometimes I feel like, you ever see that movie Carnal Knowledge, Jack Nicholson? The best scene in the whole thing is, turn out he took a slide, one slide photograph of everybody's face that he dated. And he's got like these 15 slides, and he's old, and he's gone to seed, and he's drunk, and he's sitting there with Art Garfunkel, and he's clicking through the slides. He's going, oh, this wench. Gee, she took all my furniture and left me a note. Oh, this girl, she drove me crazy. Always nagging, nagging, nagging. Oh, this one here. This one took the cake. Not only did she call all my friends when we broke up, she called my Oh, this hog here. Gee, you don't want to know about that. Let me just say one word. Tuna fish. This hog here. That's the whole scene. And he goes through his pictures like that, like a rogue's gallery of brutalization. No, not me. I throw those pictures out. I throw them out. And, you know, my honey said, that's okay. You know, you could keep pictures of, you know, your old friends. That's all right with me. And I said, no, I don't want to keep pictures because I never really lived. I never really had a past because the day I met you, I feel, is day one for my life.
Aww.
Well, don't make fun of me, but, you know, that's kind of how I feel. So I did save one picture of one girl. One picture only I saved. But you can't really see her face. All you can see is the Coke bottle and the German Shepherd. And
more music, more maggots, more often. The Grease Man, DC 101.
The Grease in charge.